headlines these days are not so funny, and the crisis that we're living through, the financial crisis, is something we're not going to be talking about too much today. I mean, Humpty Dumpty's fallen off the wall, and we're not going to try to put him back together again, all the king's horses and all the king's men are trying to do that, but we're going to be talking about something different. We're going to be talking about how do we not put Humpty Dumpty together again, how do we have a different kind of future, a better kind of future, a better way of organizing things. And when we began this series of symposia in 2001, we had this title, Storytelling, Passport to the 21st Century. And I think when a lot of people saw that title, they said, well, that's ridiculous. How could storytelling be the passport to the 21st century? And I think one of the reasons for that was that implicit in that title was that people are more important than systems. Systems are there to support people. This is about people talking to people. And that is a fundamentally different assumption from 20th century management. We have this book, The Bible of 20th Century Management, Frederick Taylor's book, The Principles of Scientific Management, where it has this startlingly frank statement on page 2. In the past, man has been first. In future, the system must be first. In future, the system must be first. And so for the next 100 years, we spent our time trying to subordinate people to systems, trying to make systems the main thing and trying to fit people into systems. And what we're suggesting with this title, Storytelling Passport to the 21st Century, 21st century is going to be different. We're going to be, first of all, communicating in a different kind of way. The second implication is we're going to be communicating in a different kind of way and creating not the same workplace, but a better workplace, a workplace where people come first and systems support people, rather than have systems being supported by people and trying to squeeze people into the systems. It's going to make a better workplace. And it's not too difficult to see the scale of the challenge. This best-selling book, Why Work Sucks. It's not about whether work sucks, it's about why it sucks. I mean, the basic assumption, I think, is fundamentally correct. A lot of people think this is an apt description of the workplace today. The recommendations on how to fix it, I'm not sure I agree with, but the title is impeccable. The studies of engagement in the workplace, around 20% of people fully engaged in their work. This is a rather shocking statistic. Even middle managers don't trust their firm. Interesting book written by Paul Osterman. Middle management doesn't trust. The workplace is not in a very good shape. And so one of the things we'll be talking about today is what can we do about that? How could we make a workplace where work didn't suck, where people were fully engaged in their work, where loved what they were doing, and people trusted each other? What would that workplace look like? How would we get there?